This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. There's a new fee for electric vehicles in Pennsylvania to help maintain roads and bridges. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It's an effort to make drivers of electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles pay their share for road maintenance because EV drivers don't pay the gasoline tax. As of April 1st, Pennsylvania launched a $200 a year road user charge for EV owners. Danny Dong of Chinatown drives a Tesla and says he feels like the state is double dipping.
Either the public chargers or the home chargings, we pay all the electricity taxes on the utilities.
Margie Miller of Washington Square West says $200 may be a lot for some drivers to pay, but the fee seems fair.
I wasn't aware of it until you just told me right now, and I'm kind of marinating with it. On one hand, I feel like it's fair, but on the other hand, I don't know.
PennDOT expects that EV owners should be able to pay the new fees online by August. Sheetz looks to continue its eastward push in Pennsylvania with the preliminary interest to open a new location in Thorndale, well within Wawa territory in Chester County. The new Sheetz, complete with a 6,000-square-foot storefront, a drive-through, and gas station, would replace a shuttered Rite Aid along Lincoln Highway at its intersection with Bonsville Road, and right across the intersection from the new location, a Wawa. Local officials say Sheetz has yet to submit a formal application for the project. After that, it would need approval from the elected county board of commissioners. This would be the second Sheetz invasion into Wawa territory this year in the Philly region. Police in Darby Township are reminding residents to lock their cars after a reported uptick in attempted thefts of cars over the last few days. The Darby Township Police Department posted the warning to Facebook, telling residents to hide valuables from plain sight in their cars and, if possible, park in well-lit areas with security cameras. The warning also said to call 911 should residents see anyone lingering, checking the door handles, or otherwise acting suspiciously around cars. Many companies and organizations have rolled back their diversity, equity, and inclusion commitments, fearing a withholding of federal funds or political or economic backlash. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with two area DEI experts about this controversial move.
Eliminating government DEI programs topped the list of executive orders signed by the president earlier this year. At its core, DEI was created to ensure people of all backgrounds and abilities are valued and respected in various spaces. But the rollback did not start in Washington. Stephanie Christmas, global head of diversity, equity, and inclusion at Inizio, which provides consulting services for health companies, says after the murder of George Floyd, there was a knee-jerk reaction by companies that wanted to show they were not biased.
Rather than really understand what diversity actually means, it doesn't just mean Black people. It doesn't just mean women. LGBTQ. It's really the range of experiences and the range of identities that people have.
And just a few years later, companies quietly started to end the program. As she says, many stepped into the work that were not ready to actually do the work. Kiva White, president and CEO of VIP Community Services, says the executive order uses what he calls word trauma, and some companies are not reading, they're reacting.
All of the words in the first page really creates what I call a chill effect, a fear factor. Words like dangerous, demeaning, immoral, illegal is used 9 times in that document.
Both Christmas and White say consumers are reacting with their dollars, spending with companies that share their values, whether for or against DEI. Next week, the best high school, College and professional athletes from around the world will descend on Philadelphia for the Penn Relays. KYW's Sunny Morgan has a preview.
In its 129th year, the world-renowned Penn Relays brings the best of the best in track and field and brings energetic crowds also. Steve Dolan, the Frank Dolson director of Penn Relays.
We expect over 100,000 people to come in and out of Franklin Field to experience what we're calling the Relay Carnival, right? The carnival atmosphere that is the Penn Relays. Historic in so many ways.
Dolan, who also serves as head coach of UPenn's track and field, says in addition to high school and college relays, the Olympic development events have brought big names to compete in recent years.
Vashti Cunningham is back again. Of course, Randall Cunningham, her father, will be here to coach her, the famous Eagles quarterback. But as you might know, Vashti is 15-time USA champion, 2-time Olympian, and she'll be highlighting that field.
Olympic silver medalist Shanika Ricketts from Jamaica and Temple grad Ajay Wilson, who's a 2-time Olympian, will also be competing.
The Penn Relays start next Thursday and runs through Saturday. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.